Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, you guys. I was just at Auto Fix yesterday. They took care of the hubs on my boat trailer, changed my oil in my truck, and I am good to go.
Well, yeah, you don't want to get hung up too long. You got to get back out on the water. So glad that they were able to get you taken care of quickly.
Yeah, it's important that people do that. You know, you need to get those hubs checked at least a couple times during the season. Most people just kind of neglect them and figure they're going to be okay. But, boy, when you drop in the water as much as I do, you really have to make sure you don't have water in the bearing. So very important you get it checked out, especially if you fish a lot, because you don't want to be that guy on the side of I-94
yep.
with your trailer sitting there.
And we've all seen it, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad it's not me.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, I know you took our veteran, the winner of our Take a Veteran Fishing with You contest. You got him out on the water. Brandon Anderson's his name, and you sent us a great pic, which I've posted on our Bonnie and Friends WDAY Facebook page. Tell us about the trip. How was it? Where'd you guys go? What were you after?
Well, we got kind of a late start. You know, we actually had three or four dates all set up. And, you know, with this weather, with the wind and rain, we just kept postponing. And we finally got out Monday this week. And we didn't start till like noon. So I was a little nervous. I mean, I kind of like that early morning bite better. But that was the only time that worked. And it turned out great. It took me a little bit of time to find them, maybe a couple hours. But then once we did, we had a really nice mixed bag of walleyes, crappies, bluegills, big bass. It was just a really good day. I really think it was because the weather was absolutely perfect. We had overcast, dark skies. We had some wind. And whenever you get a day like that, you can catch fish all day long. Those are perfect conditions. If it would have been sunny and calm, we certainly would have struggled, but I'm, you know, very happy we did as well as we did. And a couple of really nice guys. We took one of his veteran buddies, and we just had a great day, and I'm very thankful it all worked out.
Well, yeah, and you are a veteran yourself, so I would imagine you guys had a lot of camaraderie and a lot of bonding going on the water there as you were doing fishing.
Yeah, you know, you always have that kind of bonding with veterans, and especially if you've been there. And, you know, so it really was a nice event, and just really nice guys, really down to earth, Detroit Lakes, you know, Fargo guys. And it just really was fun. And I thank Steve Hallstrom, our boss, for kind of quarterbacking that. It's something we do every year. And yeah, it was great. And we caught a lot of fish out in mid-lake spots. A lot of these shoreline fish that we've been catching the last month or so have really moved out. So people are going to be fishing this weekend. Start thinking about those mid-lake flats and those mid-lake humps out in the middle. A lot of these fish now have shifted out into the middle sections of these lakes, no matter what lake you're on. And, you know, do a little scanning when you get out there and try to mark your fish before you try to fish them. And That's a good tip right now, because the shorelines are just, you know, the fish are done spawning, they've moved out, and you can waste a lot of time on those shoreline spots right now. So make sure you stick to the mid-lake structure no matter where you are.
And I would imagine the water temperature has been warming up somewhat, too, that they're looking for a little cooler water as well?
You know, Bonnie, it's not warming up.
It's not.
It's really quite a phenomenon. It's been in the middle 60s for like a month and a half, and it's not doing anything. It's should be 76, 78 by now, and I'm still seeing 64, 65, still lagging behind. And I think it's got a lot to do with the rain. You know, we've had enough rain bringing up the levels. We've had kind of cold nights and, you know, no 80s or 90s yet, so I really kind of prefer that. It sort of keeps the bite going in the spring into early summer. The weed growth stays minimal. And, you know, I think this next week with 80s and possibly 90 is going to change things again. And, you know, we're going to have to kind of readjust. But right now, I like that cool, and I hope it stays cool. But 80s and 90s, you know, will change these fish locations again and change things. So if you're constantly evolving and, you know, making adjustments according to the weather.
Well, and if we do get, you know, consistently, say, up into the 80s and 90s and it's continuing and the water warms up or whatever, do the fish not bite as well when the water actually gets too warm?
Well, yeah, you don't want 80-degree water temperature, which, you know, happens in August, and that can really slow things down. But, you know, a lot of the minnows now are starting to be born and hatched, and there's a lot of food, a lot of minnows out there. And as we get into the summer, fishing gets tougher because there's so much food out there, and they're just not as aggressive. it really doesn't have anything to do with, you know, the water getting too warm. It's just the food explosion happens, you know, in June and July, and there's food everywhere, big pods of minnows by the hundreds swimming around. So you're competing, you know, with a lot of bait fish at that time of the year, which is kind of the way it goes every year. It's kind of the same thing. And there are some bug hatches going on. I've run into that, too, where we've got mayfly hatches that are happening, and you can tell by seeing their husks on the top. You'll see, you know, just pods of these discarded remnants of their hatching all over the surface, and that can really make things tough because those walleyes and crappies, sunfish, they'll feed on those casings at night, and, you know, there's just a ton of food there. So, you know, bug hatches are good. It means, you know, the lake is, you know, in proper form. It means everything is good. Pollution is not affected them. They are, you know, doing what they're supposed to do. So a bug hatch is good, but it can really slow down the fishing.
You got competition, yeah. Do we get, the time that I saw the mayflies, I was over visiting a friend on Lake Mille Lacs. No, it was Leech Lake, excuse me. Leech Lake, huge mayfly explosion. Do we get them that bad over, say, in Otter Tail in Becker County?
We get some, but, you know, we'll have hatches from other, you know, critters too, not just mayflies. And, you know, again, it's a good sign. Some lakes have more, you know, variety of hatches than others. Sometimes you have just a minor hatch through the summer. Other times you just have an enormous hatch. And, but yeah, the rivers, you know, especially have, you know, are known for, you know, really huge hatches that actually gum up the highways and people have trouble driving because there's so many of them. But that's a good sign. That means things are healthy. Things are going the way they should. But yeah, it, when I get to a lake and I see a big hatch going on, I change lakes and I go somewhere else. I know better than that. I've seen it happen so many times. That when you see them floating on the water and on people's decks and all over the shoreline, just switch lakes, do yourself a favor, because you will be struggling.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good tip there, too. So overall, whatever species of fish you're going after right now, the fishing's pretty good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's, you know, some lakes are doing really well. Some are a little bit slow. But, you know, we've been getting these cold fronts coming through every 2 or 3 days, and that tends to shut things down a little bit. We've had northwest winds, and whenever you get a northwest wind, that, you know, significant, that means a significant change of some sort, and that might drop the water temperature a couple degrees, and so it's made it kind of inconsistent. Some lakes are, like, really going. Some are, like, really dead. It's just very inconsistent, but I'm kind of targeting the big lakes right now, and you know, I started early in the season on the small lakes because I was hoping the water temperature would be a little bit higher, which it was. But now the big lakes are starting to really mature, and that's what I'm targeting right now because this is prime time June, and now this is when the big lakes really start turning on.
There you go. Well, we hope to get some good reports from you coming up next Friday.